Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Team Broadcasting. Of the Lonely Hearts Cafe live tonight, and I am here tonight joined by my co-host Aloysius Forever Love. Aloysius, are you on the line?
Yes, sir.
Of course you are, because I hear all that shit in the background.
Yeah. You're not digging my prints. I was doing the joy and repetition.
Joy and repetition. That's like sexual stroking. Now, when you
say
that,
is.
Oh shit. Are you fucking while you're on the show?
Unfortunately, I am not.
All right. Let me set the show up and then we'll come back to the intro. Ladies and gentlemen, you have you are tuned into the Lonely Hearts Cafe. And this and every Tuesday, we come to you live. I am Christopher Tracy. I'm from Tampa, Florida. I'm in Tampa, Florida, and I am joined this and every week by my co-host, the Honorable Deacon Aloysius Forever Love, who is in Michigan. And this is a show where you can throw out your topics, your situations, your issues, and get a male perspective on those issues. There are three ways to participate. The first way is to call in. The number this week, as it is every week, is 516-595-8113. Again, it's 516-595-8113. And Aloysius, we already have a full call bank.
I take that.
But we are missing Sunshine. So Sunshine is not, she hasn't called in yet. So we may want to check on her sidebar. And then, let's see. The other way to participate is via chat. If the listeners, if you all would like to go to the Lonely Hearts Cafe page on Blog Talk Radio, there's a chat room there. Feel free to post a comment there, and we can dialogue, vibe, go back and forth. The third way to participate is to go to our Facebook page, The Lonely Hearts Cafe on Facebook, and post a comment there. Likewise, it will be read online. So, we look forward to vibing with you all tonight. So, Aloysius, what's new in your area?
Sir.
How are things in Michigan?
Everything is everything is cool.
Lauren Hill said everything is everything.
Yeah, well, Dick, this though, a woman was so mad at the administration that she put her used tampon in the mailbox, as if that was a final fuck you, and she's out. You know,
the administration.
So of course, we have
the administration.
To. Just at work in general. And
okay,
so we have to burn the mailbox. A client. So it's just like, fuck everybody and I'm out, you know. And have this little present while I'm going. So we have to burn the mailbox. You know. But other than that, everything else is going pretty good, pretty smooth.
I'm sure y'all didn't have to burn the mailbox. I'm sure you guys.
I'm pretty sure.
Put on some latex gloves.
Mm-hmm.
Throw it away.
That would be the
women don't burn.
Thing to do.
You guys go to the extreme. Who lit the fire? Did you light the flame?
Actually, no. I think that's probably going to happen tomorrow. Well, of course, they're just going to throw it away, but I was saying it needed to be burned after her used tampon was in it, you know.
Yeah.
Nobody should have to deal with it, you know.
Would you get in trouble if you brought some lighter fluid to the job? It's a flammable material, and I don't want to risk it. Yeah, I'd bring some lighter material and say, we're going to burn this bitch today.
I know, right? And not tomorrow, but today, goddammit.
Mm-hmm. So what else is going on? So
a woman scorned.
What was she upset about?
Not being able to get into the institution. And so, well,
maybe she was
I would probably leave it at that, but she was tripping. The police had to be called and everything, so.
Maybe she wanted to prove to you all that she needed to be in the institution.
Yeah, she damn sure does. Just not this one, though, yeah.
So, anything, whatever happened to the guy who had the two females and they were playing Demolition Derby on the road, all that, anything happened with that? Did he iron that out? Is he managing his multiple relationships?
Well, he's still got a gang of girlfriends, but that particular one is facing, like, jail time right now. I think they're going to go back to court in a few 2 weeks maybe about that.
Hmm.
Other than that, he's settling down a little bit more because he does see that, you know, there's some crazy shit popping off. But it is what it is, so, you know. He took that gamble when he was fucking with it from the beginning.
Yeah.
And thusly, I am cautious of any woman nowadays.
So does this, are you implying that this experience that he is going through will cause you or is causing you to extend your period of not being in a relationship, making you more hesitant to get into one?
Hesitant, yeah, but I don't think that it's going to slow down. If it happens, it happens, you know what I mean? But periodically, well, this past week, of course, since it's like heading towards Valentine's, I've gotten a ridiculous number of calls and gifts and whatnot, but settling for that one particular, I mean, I have a person in mind maybe, but she is still kind of flaky on a bunch of different things, so I'm a little hesitant about her, of course. So,
are we allowed to call
what
her?
Happens, it happens.
Are we allowed to call her a person of interest?
A possible person of interest, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Possible. It's possible, but shit.
Like Spade.
It was possible the Titanic could have, you know, came back.
Made its voyage.
Exactly.
Shit. Okay.
You know, I'm listening to her, but I'm not listening to her at the same time. Yeah, that type of thing.
So let me ask you about this.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, I was up in Milwaukee last weekend, Chicago, Milwaukee area, and I ran into my old crew. They happen to be Africans. African. I won't do the African accents right now.
Mm-hmm.
But they happen to be African, and one of them. Now, they know I'm married, but just for conversation's sake, I'm going to throw this out there. One of them happened to say that he could hook me up with an African female. He has so many women he can't deal with, so to prove it or whatever, he was going to text Patricia and... Don't worry, this question is going to be a legitimate question. He was going to text Patricia mm-hmm. and tell her that, now this was Friday night, that on Sunday she was going to get a call from me. But he didn't want me to call her while I was in town. He wanted me to wait until I left town to call her. And he told her to keep an open mind. Now, via text, she replied back, okay. Now, I did not call her, of course, but I wonder in a situation like that, if I were to call her today or had called her yesterday or would call her tomorrow, would she be upset or have a right to be upset with me because was she stood up by not getting the call on Sunday as expected? Or would I not be held responsible because I did not make the commitment?
Okay, that's a couple of variables in there. You did make the commitment, first of all. And it depends on the level of conversation that you give her, secondly. Her level of understanding, thirdly. Her level of respect for that person that initiated everything, probably. Mm-hmm. And the amount of love, lack of love, and loneliness that she's going through.
Mm-hmm.
And are a few things that I'm just thinking about.
Do you give a fuck about Amber Rose? I know you.
No, not really.
I know you typically don't give a fuck, as you have indicated in the past.
And I know a lot of people are going to hate me after I say this, but I don't give a fuck.
But
a
picture of Amber Rose just flashed across my screen on somebody's timeline, and I'm just tired of her wearing this short haircut. I don't mind a woman being natural or anything like that, but I just change it up a little bit. Shit. Tired of this shit.
Mm-hmm. I mean, how can you really change up no hair? Well, I guess a wig or something, but
yeah,
let it grow out or something.
I just wonder how she would look. I need to Google some shit. How she looked before, back in the day.
Well, it said that she was an ugly duckling, you know, at one point. So
really,
I don't know.
Again, she's not on my radar. I don't give a fuck, but I'm just curious.
I mean, a lot of people have fucked her, you know, so.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing to hear no bear, I guess, but. It doesn't really top my charts of cuties, as I would say.
Now, we do fairness on this show, and it's possible for a man to be a man whore, but damn, that pussy's gotten around.
Yes, it has. But, you know, I guess on the other hand, somebody would say, what man has not had his, like you said, has not been a whore, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And has now, been around.
Now, when you said on the other hand, I thought that you were going to say, like, mentioned that she was on the other, playing on the other side of the fence, too, which she does do.
Yeah, I wouldn't give a fuck either way.
We, that's the theme for the show tonight.
And I know a lot of people are going to hate me after I say this, but I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to figure her out. I'm not trying to figure Beyonce out. None of that shit. Yeah. More concerned about the bitches that's either calling me or in my face right now.
Mm-hmm.
If Oprah happens to call me and tells me for so many million dollars for one night, then I'll be her bitch for that night, I guess. Yeah, but
well, I have to be numerous shit. Women. I just want to promote women being the best that they can be, you know, as I was saying, some of the ratchet things that actually go on.
Yeah, you know, better bitches.
Hairdos and whatnot.
I really got to go through and go through and get some of the other sound, like some of the other Aloysius classics. Well, Aloysius,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
We have a great show tonight. We have some topics lined up, and I see the phone lines are full. Danny's on hold.
I dig that.
But Danny is at dance class. Can you believe that? Everybody hear that? Danny is at dance class.
I've never really seen a picture of her, so I can't say I can imagine her there. So, but I guess
on.
That's a good thing.
Danny, you were muted. Were you saying something to us?
Oh, see? I said I was on my way home. I'm not there anymore.
Danny, what kind of dance class is this? Does this dance class involve a pole?
No. It involves young children at my church.
Oh, praise
God. There was a steady decline in interest.
Yeah. We'll put you back on hold. We'll put you back on hold. We'll come back later. All right. So Danny's there. Tiana's there. Tiana's here.
Hi.
How you doing, Tiana?
I'm doing great. Hi.
So we just want to say hello, and then we're going to check back with you after the break. And we understand your sister is joining us tonight, too. Your sister's name is... I don't have the screen up.
Teresa?
Teresa.
I heard her laugh.
Yeah, she's on the line. Mm-hmm. Say hi, Teresa.
Hi.
Hello.
So we're going to check back with you. I understand Teresa has... some things that she wants to talk about tonight. So we're going to come back and check on you all. Okay, and Aloysius.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight, I received a call on the hotline from none other than the great, the fabulous NJ. NJ. Are you there?
Hello. I'm here.
Hello.
How are you, Aloysius?
I am blessed just to hear your voice.
All right, so we're going to check back with NJ in a little bit. We're going to check back with everybody in a little bit. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we will be back on... The Lonely. I can't find what I'm looking for, dude.
Mm-hmm. Getting old.
You know what? Yep.
Yes, welcome to the club.
You know, I had a nice commercial all lined up, but I don't see it.
It happens. It really does. What's the deal with everybody taking pictures clutching their breasts? What's going on with that shit?
Today? Maybe
yeah.
It's because it's Titty Tuesday.
I guess.
All right.
Trying to make them look more bigger. For
are you a business owner looking to expand your business nationally? Well, join the hottest internet radio network, Team Broadcasting. Advertise your business or organization on this program or others. Choose from a winning lineup. Selma Toro's Baseball, Toro Talk, Bridging the Gap, The Lonely Hearts Cafe, and Cafe Mahogany. We look forward to partnering with your business to help you grow, whether it's locally, regionally, or nationally. Contact us for more information, 334-505-1940, or send us an email at yourteambroadcasting.com, 334-505-1940, or yourteambroadcasting.com. We look forward to partnering with you. Are you a business owner looking to grow your business or to expand your brand? Well, here's your opportunity to partner with the hottest relationship show on the web, The Lonely Hearts Cafe, on Team Broadcasting. For more information, call 334-505-1940. Let us help you expand your brand. Welcome. You are back with the Lonely Hearts Cafe. Sorry about the commercials, y'all. I don't know what's going on with that. Sorry about that.
It happens.
You know, I didn't have my shit together. I didn't have them lined up. Usually I have them in queue. And then, you know, we're trying to do some things with the network. We have 4 shows on the network now. So having everybody's drops and everybody's commercials, keeping them separated, it's just, I got to take some time to organize that. Usually I do that on Saturday mornings, but I was traveling this weekend and didn't get a chance to do that. All right. So I emailed you about a story, and I know that Scorpio Queen may want to get into that a little bit, but we're gonna talk about that. Let me check with Teresa. Teresa, do you have to get off the line? Are you in a hurry to get off the line tonight?
No, I'm not.
Okay, because you feel free to chime in. Everybody can chime in. But what we want to talk about is this story. I don't know how many of you all have heard about the Texas college football player who allegedly murdered his girlfriend because he found out she was a dude that had gone through some transgender shit. Tiana, you didn't hear about that?
Yeah, someone told me about it the other day.
What did you tell us? Oh, wow.
Because, I mean, that's very, you know, whew.
You're acting like you
didn't hear it. It's you know, as I'm a woman, but that was a man. You know, that's some things that I feel like that the transgender should tell someone instead of them finding out on their own.
I agree. I think that's my big issue with the whole thing. I think she should have told him at that point. Aloysius, you know, what do you think about this?
I concur. Don't lead a person on because their emotions get tied into it. And it had been going on for a couple of weeks, though, right?
Yeah.
So they had more than enough time to actually explain, you know, this whole issue.
Mm-hmm. The reasoning, the process, the thinking, and then you let that person decide if they want to be with you.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
And his voice changed.
I agree on that note, and I agree. That's just like if you're married give me an opportunity. Don't lie to me and say, oh, I'm not married, I'm separated, I'm divorced, or whatever, whatever, and then come find out you're married. Give me the opportunity to decide if I want to talk to a married man or not.
Yeah, because it might not be a deal for you, right? Who is that?
Yeah. I know. Somebody's on the plane somewhere.
Hey. Teresa, that was Teresa. I had to mute her for a second, but damn. Tiana, what's your sister doing?
In traffic.
I don't know if she out. I don't know if she's outside or in the car or something. I'm about to ask her.
Sound like she's rubbing on the phone. Let me see. If we
can. Sound like I'm doing what on the phone?
You doing a lot of heavy.
No, I was outside. I was walking. I'm doing my daily exercise before I go in.
I told you she was outside.
Must be windy there.
Yes, it is.
It sounds like.
And trust me, I don't sound like that anyway.
How do you sound?
No, I see. You're in the wind either way. You're picking up some speed.
how do you take
that?
Have you ever faked it, Teresa?
Huh?
Have you ever faked it?
Have I did what?
Faked it?
Have you ever faked it?
That's a yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Did he say faked it?
Yeah, faked
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How
does it sound when you're faking it?
Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness. I'm moving the phone.
I really, I'd be like, he knows it's a fake, because I'd be like, oh, yeah, daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Neat.
So if you say daddy,
I'll be like, oh yeah,
so,
get it,
so
daddy.
Oh, God. They don't be doing nothing, hon.
So the daddy part is the indication that it's fake.
Uh-huh.
Mhm.
I hear that.
All right.
I am taking notes.
Huh?
I am taking notes.
This is, you know, from our last conversation we had about my friend who's, you know.
Great Nut. Let's hear about Great Nut. So what's new with that?
Huh?
What's new with Great Nut?
Great Nut. Oh, wait a minute.
There's nothing new.
It's the size of a grape, and you talking about busting a nut. So, Grape Nut. That's our name for him on the show.
That's a new one we use.
Nothing new. Same old, same old.
So, y'all still getting it on about once a week? Huh?
Uh-uh.
Are you still spending time with him?
We go walking together in the morning time.
In the morning?
That's about it.
You don't fuck him no more?
No.
How did he take that?
It's a waste of my time.
But how did he take
it? Motherfucker, it is.
How does he take it? How did you break it down to him that y'all weren't gonna be doing it anymore?
Well, this is my thing. I told him I was going on a fast 4 months. So there would be nothing, no nothing, no nothing.
So you're not going to eat pussy for a month?
I'm not.
Yeah, it's just to keep him down.
You see how it's not.
He ain't either.
Yeah, he is married, so yeah.
Yes.
He can't stop the hustle.
Does his wife know about you?
No.
Have you ever discussed his size or lack of size with his wife? I mean, not with his wife. Have you ever discussed it with his wife? Have you ever discussed it with him to the point where you find out his wife's reaction about it?
I've discussed it with him, but not to the point where, from my understanding, she's cheating on him anyway. So
doing her thing on the side.
I can imagine so.
They have no kids together. He has kids, but they have no kids together.
Well, how do sperm?
I see why.
How did the sperm jump from him to her? They can't cross the bridge.
Right.
I don't know.
Surgery, test tube, turkey baster or something.
Exactly. Just turkey baste it and then squirt it in her. Skeet, 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 skeet.
Mm-hmm.
So, Tiana.
I'm here.
What do you think about this dude? What do you think about the dude that killed the other dude? Do you think he should get off for insanity? Do y'all think he should get off for insanity for something like that? Temporary insanity? Shock?
I don't think he was crazy. I think he was upset.
Exactly.
Because I mean, has she all the way had the sex change operation?
Yeah,
or she still was transgender?
No, it's, you know, from,
it says transgender, it says trans girlfriend, I think, but, I don't know.
So she had no genital.
Transgender has had the sex, right?
Yeah, transgender, not really, because someone mm-hmm. had the hormones, they had the breast, and they still mm-hmm. had the penis, but, like, mm-hmm. when you actually transform different.
What is it called when you're fully... Post-op.
Yeah, like they got post-op, and they have like I thought like transsexual is like when you have you're a man point blank with the genitals, but transgender is actually when you actually have surgery and mm-hmm. switched over. But I'm kind of for and against. I mean, the guy killed her. Like, was he post-op? That's my thing. Because that can be very mental. Like, if you're a man, I never experienced no mess like that. But my brother has from stance. I think Teresa, you remember this 3 years ago. And my brother in the military, and he said the lady, well, man, worked at the PX, and he said he was dating this female, well, you know, transgender for like 3 or 4 months.
Your brother.
And my brother. But guess what? He did not know she was a man. He said that the only reason he found out was, what was the reason they went to the PX? Him and one of the guys in his unit went to the PX one day, and he was like, man, you got to be careful with these transgenders out here because they look so good. You can't tell that man from a woman. And he was like, there's a lot of work here. So my brother was like, wait a minute. So his friend, another NCO, pulled him out, the transsexual that my brother was dating. They never had sex or anything. He went out like 4 dates, and he was like, they was going to the mountains that weekend. So he was so screwed up. He came to North Carolina, and he told me, my sister, my other brother, he was like, man, everything was flawless, like flawless. He's like, never touched nothing down there. He said everything was flawless. And he said he found out from another guy in his unit. He was at the PX shopping. So my brother was in his face trying not to laugh. My other brother was in his face trying not to laugh at him. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, really? He was like, what I mean, flawless? Flawless. And I said, don't give them love.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know what I would have said?
It just says trans woman. It doesn't really say either way.
Yeah. Sometimes you have to say two fingers and taillights, baby.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. So let's see. Okay. Teresa.
Yeah.
We were told that you had some things you wanted to talk about tonight, some questions, some topics.
Oh, I don't forget what I wanted to talk about.
No, she didn't.
Tiana, tell her what she wanted to talk about.
She told me, but I forgot.
Don't be shy.
No, I just forgot.
Don't be shy.
I really did. I forgot. I think about it. Y'all keep talking. It'll come back to my remembrance.
Oh, Jesus.
Danny. Danny.
Yes, sir.
Why did the man call you a coward?
He said I was acting cowardly.
What was this about?
I don't know. About his cousin or something. He said I'm all bark and no bite.
Ooh.
And then he came back and told me that he didn't want me to talk to his cousin, so
he doesn't want you to talk to his cousin. He wants you to talk to him, or he doesn't want you out the picture altogether.
No, he didn't. No, 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 no. He just didn't want me to talk to his cousin. He's married.
How does that make you feel?
I mean, it doesn't make me feel any type of way. Like, I'm not. I don't get in my feelings about things much, except for things that I really care about. So I was like, okay, whatever. And it makes me. That's it. That's cool.
Danny, you know this is Black History Month.
Yes, I do know this is Black History Month.
And
we had a wonderful event at my job the other day.
I think you ought to make some history.
And do what?
I don't know. I think you should make it a memorable month.
I should.
No bigger thing.
Traveling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm back on mute. I'm getting ready to order my food.
What are you ordering?
Everything.
I'm ordering Kentucky Fried Chicken, and now she's in the window talking about, give me the headphones.
Mm-hmm.
Yelling from my phone. I don't know.
All right, we'll check back with you later. Teresa, did you think of what you had said, what you thought about?
Yes, I have. This is what I want to talk about. How do you?
Hey, wait. Aloysius.
Mm-hmm.
You notice she got real muffled and got real close to the phone.
No.
Apparently somebody was in the room and she couldn't say it then. So now she had to distance herself and go hide under the bed. She's under the bed, in the closet, or under the cover. But now she can say it. So go ahead.
And now I'm actually sitting on the chair. But
in the closet.
I'm not R. Kelly in the closet.
Mm-hmm.
How do you tell someone that nothing is working for them? The tongue game, nothing. When I say nothing, I mean nothing.
You tell them shit.
You stop all conversations
without
with them.
Without hurting their feelings.
You know what? I'd be like, you know, I'm very blunt. I'd be like, hey, you
know,
I'm trying to get funny with you for the biggest trash.
Do you smoke blunts too?
No. Oh, no.
All right.
You might need to after that experience.
Because, I'm like, the dick is trash. I can't do this. I'm always just.
You don't say it like that.
Teresa?
Oh, yes, you will.
I'm very blunt. Like, if I have a bad encounter, I'll come to her directly. And she's like, wow, okay, I wasn't expecting that. I'm just like, mm-mm.
Yes. My sister is really crazy. She's had asked me to do some crazy things.
Like what? Like what?
Okay.
Hello?
I'm getting ready to tell you.
They're going to really think I'm really insane. Like, what?
She went to the doctor. And you know when you have a pap smear, the little thing they insert in you to open you up so they can see?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Y'all know this is radio, right?
I basically asked her.
Yeah.
I was like, I
wanted
something done.
She said, I want you to do me a favor. And I'm like, what? She took it out of her pocketbook and said, I want you to take my IUD out. All right, fine.
I am totally lost.
I know. It was like a, you know, they had the plastic speculum sound, and so the metal one. So, like, I told the nurse, I need one of these. She's like, no, you don't. Yes, I do. So I took an extra one home, and I told my sister. I was like, you know, I'm tired. I haven't, you know, the regular, not only do like 3 years back. And I was like, I need you to take this out for me. And I said, no, seriously, just open my legs, just open this back room. I'll tell you how to do it, and just take it out.
Okay. That sounds completely gone left field.
Okay, so Aloysius, let me tell you what I've done, Aloysius, because I know you're on the same page as I am. I don't know if you've done this, but I Googled a picture of an IUD, and...
Oh, wow.
So I'm looking at it and how it goes in. So I had the visual of this. Do you need me to send it to you? It's basically like an IUD is a thing that's shaped like a little T, and it has a string attached to it like a T bag. Oh, I didn't know that much.
I know.
So it was in her shit, and she asked her sister to perform vaginal surgery, outpatient procedure on her. And get the shit out.
I understood that. Yeah, and with that, I was completely lost. But yeah, I understand it. Your sister must really love you in order to see your open vagina.
She didn't do it. I didn't do it.
I was like, oh my God.
But
can I be serious? I was like, yeah.
But you stole the instrument from the hospital?
No, I told the nurse, but not the nurse, you know, there was the plastic ones. You know, they have, like, the individual wrap ones. And I was like, I'm going to take one of these. And she was like, girl, no, you're not. You're not going to do nothing with that. And I was like, yes, I am. And I did.
What did she think you were going to do with it? Did you tell her what you were going to do with it?
She thought I was going to play with it.
Yeah, you saw
like sex,
vibrator.
Like sex toy play with it?
Yeah, she's like, Tiana. Yeah. She's like, Tiana, you don't need lubricant for that. You don't need that. And I was like, no, I have another alternative, like something else that I'm going to use this for. You know, and like I said, this was years ago. But I was just like, I just had a bright idea.
What's that thing called? What would it be called? Is it called a pap smear tool?
Mm-hmm. It was a pap smear, but at the point of time, we could say a wet smear.
I'm trying to go, a what?
Wet smear.
Okay, so I Googled that to see what that looked like. Okay. Ooh.
It just looked like tongs, but yeah. It has a thing where you can open them up.
Yeah.
And you actually see inside.
So what did she think you were going to do with it? She thought you were going to use it as a sex toy?
Yeah.
I can see how that's possible.
And it was plastic.
I see it.
Even better.
It's did you ever use it?
Depends on your level of perversion, I guess.
Yeah. But what's the strangest thing you ever used as a sex toy?
The craziest? Oh, I never had a craziest thing.
What have you used? Yeah. What have you used that another person would consider crazy or out of the norm?
I don't have anything out of the norm.
Okay.
Is it hands-on or plastic? Yeah. This right here can't say I can't know. Like I get frustrated. I'm frustrated with the vibrator, so I don't have time for that. Like really, so.
You said arm.
I said, anything else is mostly it's hands on. And the only thing I think I used was a plastic one that was plastic, what, like 5-6 years ago, Teresa? And the batteries got hot and it stopped working. And Teresa's at work. And I told her, I think something was wrong. And she's like, why? I was like, my JJ went numb for like 10 minutes and the batteries start smoking inside the vibrator.
When you use a vibrator, how long do you use it?
Not long, about 10 minutes. So at that time, I was only into it for 1 minute. And then I felt crazy because my daughter, my niece, teenagers, they was at the house. And they was like, is everything okay? And I was like, yeah. But if it was not okay. But I couldn't feel nothing. And then my battery was smoking.
What made them ask if everything was okay? Noises? They heard you moaning?
No, the look on my face, like, I was looking very uncomfortable. Like, you know, they said, what's that smell? Like I said, the battery was burnt out in the vibrator, and the vibrator was, like, won't work no more. And it was supposed to be, like, it was clear, and I paid, like, $85 for it. And I told Teresa, I was like, I guess my body temperature offset something. I said, because all I know, my body went numb, and I felt smoke.
Yeah, but you were able to walk, though, right?
Huh?
You were able to walk, right?
Yeah, but you know what? I was in for a few minutes. Nah, I had to sit still for a minute, for a few minutes, because, like I say, it just went numb. Like,
you said
like
body,
yeah.
You said you felt soaked?
Huh?
You said your body felt numb and you felt, did you say you felt soaked or you felt something else?
No, so my body felt numb, and I was smelling smoke, like the batteries
oh,
in there, like
smoke.
It was.
Okay.
Yeah, the inside. So I was like, I was like, oh hell no.
Mm-hmm.
And I told Teresa, like, I'm about to mess something up in here. I didn't get this checked out.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, something tragic happens. I dig that.
Yeah. You don't want to get electrocuted through the pussy.
Yeah, it
right.
was smoking. And I never used that thing again. I was just like, fuck it, I'm going to metal. Put a metal vibrator. I want no more plastics.
Mm-hmm.
I can imagine that's traumatizing.
Oh, it was traumatizing. Yeah, it was numb for a good minute.
Poor baby cakes.
So, what do you have planned for Valentine's?
Nothing.
Why?
Well, I don't know. Just me, my little man, my son.
Yeah, because you can't say little man after the great nut thing. So.
Yeah, that's what I was like. So you're not going to take a trip? You're not taking the trip
no,
or anything?
No.
Are you going to get some? Shit.
I might. It's at a point of time. It's now it's like any, mini, mini, mo.
I dig that.
Teresa, what you doing for Valentine's Day?
I'm not doing anything.
What? Are you going to get some? Shit.
Probably not. I don't know. I doubt it. Only if my friend is in town, then I will. But if he's not, then I won't.
Not even for breakfast.
Huh?
Not even from grape nuts?
No, not even. No, not even from grape nuts. I probably, if my friend's not in town, I'll probably spend the day with my niece. Her birthday is the 13th. And she's actually having a party on Valentine's Day.
Now, Teresa, I don't know if you were on the line when I was telling my story about the dude trying to hook me up with the African chick. But did you hear that story?
No.
Okay, Tiana, did you hear it?
Yes, I heard it.
Now, if a dude calls a day or two late, is that a bad thing or does it not matter? Would the woman care? If Teresa had hooked you up with somebody and that somebody was supposed to call you on Sunday and he didn't call you till Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, would you be upset?
I wouldn't be upset, but I feel some kind of way. You know what I mean? Just because I'm
yeah.
like, okay, especially if you know your worth, I'm like, you know, I'm a piece of hot commodity. So I get 24 hours or 48 hours. What's going on?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fuck on the person like me, I'll never call. I'm just retarded like that, though.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll forget that I have to call somebody. So... But I understand it. Yeah, you, every woman is beautiful and precious. I dig that, and they shouldn't be stood up or anything that to that effect if the guy is available.
I don't like to be stood up.
No.
Just lay it down. Huh?
Mhm. What are you guys doing? It's tax time. Anybody tax time balling? What y'all buying for tax season?
Nothing.
Teresa's going to be spending your refund on a dude.
Who?
You.
Shit.
Good old boy, that surgery.
She said shit.
Anna, don't let
Ever
her go.
Is a lie.
Don't let her go broke spending her money on grape nut.
No, she can get him the surgery.
Yeah, you can spend that. You can get him the surgery.
No, that's okay. I ain't his wife.
You.
This is crazy.
You can
apparently.
You can save the world.
Yeah.
You can make things better for you and her.
She can make it better for herself.
You guys will be fighting over him, Dan Farrell. Can tell him shit.
No, thank you.
I hear the hesitation.
No, thank you. If God ain't bless you with it, you don't. It ain't no.
Yeah, I feel you.
If he ain't bless you.
And I'm so thankful I'm blessed. Hallelujah.
If you ain't even got at least 10 inches of better, I'm sorry.
You talking all that shit now, but you didn't say that before. You didn't say that
Uh-oh.
When you found out that it was a damn marble down there. You still were getting more than
No, I did not. I did not. No, I did not say that.
And high ass.
No, I did
not.
I did not say that. I just told you how do you, because we was on the subject, how do you tell him that you rather
you
please yourself than mess with him.
You went from,
shit,
but you did say you were doing it with him, though. You did say you were getting down with him. So you went from.
No, I didn't.
No, he was just eating it up. You know, that's like it was the last show.
I can listen to that show.
That was the last show.
To the last show.
But yeah. But,
so why you stopped having sex with him?
Teresa. Well, she said it was unsatisfying at some point.
Teresa. Teresa.
Huh? Oh, I'm sorry.
This is
daydreaming about that
radio.
Big place.
You realize you're on a radio show and you just be disappearing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
This is not a telephone conversation. Okay, so why'd you stop having sex with him?
Because it was not good.
Aha!
That's right.
So you were having sex with him. Shit. What you talking about then?
Huh?
So you were having sex with him.
No, I'm not.
You were.
I know I'm not. We're friends.
Yeah.
Why did you stop?
You said, why did I stop? I said, because it was not good.
Are y'all with me on this?
Yeah, I am hearing you. Yeah, she's denying that she's had sex with him, but she said that she stopped because it was bad.
Yeah, your sister is saying... She's implying that she never had sex with the dude. And then I asked her, why did she stop? And then she said, because. So she did have sex with him.
No, I didn't say I never did. I said, how
not
did you
not penetration.
Tell him?
Yeah.
I imagine it wasn't.
She always told me that. She always told me, I say, sis, she says, bad. She say, but. What that mouth do is stop the chain. I said, all right now. Because sometimes, you know, that mouth be taking place, honey. That mouthpiece.
Mm-hmm. Well, at some point, you don't look at them the same as that's all they're doing. You know. There's
I understand
less kissing
coming from.
Involved.
What y'all doing? Go ahead. What'd you say?
I mean, how would you tell a female the same thing?
Shit,
that,
I know
you know,
stop.
She's not
I would say stop. This is fucking ridiculous. You know.
I told
what I'm gonna be like all of this. You know.
I broke up with Bree's mama. I broke up with Bree's mama, and I told Bree's mother she couldn't have sex. She was no good. All she liked was one position.
Really?
Yeah, that's not good. That's horrible. It's like watching the same cartoon over and over again.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
So, yeah.
So sometimes
you have to cut the TV off.
It hurt her feelings, but shit, it was over.
But, you know, and I know that's not the worst thing that you've done, so I'm going to just leave it at that. There's been comedy involved with you telling the girl that it hasn't been the best.
Wait, what did I do? Tell me.
About the condom in the face thing.
Which girl was that?
A long time ago. Yeah, I'm not going to go through all the details of it, but
I wonder if she's in the mood to forgive me.
I doubt it.
Wow.
That's probably traumatizing also, but... But sometimes you really do have to be just straight up with people and, hopefully they learn from it and, either watch some videos or something, but.
Who was the girl?
But see, his thing is he liked to watch.
The chick that fell out of your dorm window one night. Was she with you or was she with your roommate?
Oh, now that's,
Huh?
There have been a couple of it.
there was a chick that Aloysius, she was in his dorm room, and he had a roommate, and I was there when it happened, but they had to get her out of the dorm room before they got caught, and basically they lived on the first floor, but the window was at the top of the window was at the top of the wall. So they gave her a boost, like with one leg, out the window. And when she sat on that damn window and got on the other side, she just dropped. Bloop.
Oh.
Wow.
You gave me chest pains just thinking about that one. That was too funny.
You know what? Ooh. Aloysius. I was watching the movie Selma. And I saw this female in the movie. I said, damn, I know her from somewhere. And that was her.
That's crazy.
She's in the movie Selma, the girl that fell out your window. Well, next time I see the movie, I will take a picture, like when it comes out, I will take a picture of the screen. And send it to you for memory's sake.
No, I wasn't in the room with a Jamaican dude, was I?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Charles.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't want to. Yeah.
Hey, ladies.
Yes.
You girls reminiscing.
I can't believe.
So there was this Jamaican dude.
Oh, man.
That was his roommate. And the Jamaican dude would bring weed in. He would go
too far with it.
Yeah. Somehow his whole stash disappeared right after he got it. He was pissed off. With my weed, man.
He was healing. But see, we had so many people being back and forth through that room also,
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but he was real heated about that shit. Yeah.
Those were the days.
Yes. But I'll never throw another woman out of a window again.
Oh, wow.
I would apologize to her, but I was young, so, And she was willing to take the risk.
That's right. And I think she would do it all over again.
I mean, why didn't
she
just hide somewhere instead of going out the window?
Back then, they would really check your rooms and shit, you know.
I
breached my it wasn't a cool situation.
Was that Aloysius?
No, I was saying, no, it wasn't a court situation, so it was just like a men's dorm and a ladies' dorm, you know, basically. And there was no intermingling. But don't get me wrong, guys were caught in the ladies' dorm all the time also, and they had to do crazy shit to get out of there. You know, they had to be MacGyver or a ninja or some shit. But it was the first floor. I mean, she might have, you know, bruised the bottom a little bit or her shoulder or maybe her head a little bit, but, I mean, she's okay. Apparently. I mean, she was in the movie, so she's good.
Oh,
yeah,
she's in the movie. She's doing good, huh?
Yeah.
No, well, I mean, I'm saying, you know, physically she's okay. That's all I'm saying.
No, she's not maimed. She's not limping. Leg's not broken.
Right.
So, Tiana, do you have any topics for tonight? You got on your mind?
No.
Before we wrap it up, everything's going well with you?
Yeah, everything's going okay.
Are you sure?
So I'm like, yeah. I know. Actually, I received a package the other day from Mike. I was going to send you a picture of it. And I was afraid to open the box up, right? And so when I called him, yes.
Damn,
he sent me some hair crack.
She's still on blast. He sent you some what?
I asked myself, what is this? And at first I was kind of skeptical opening it up because it was smelling. I'm like, this is no damn cream. What is this? He said, oh, it's that stuff I told you about. It's hair crack. I said, hair crack?
Like perm or something? Or
like some pussy shea butter with his own chemicals he put in and add to it, whatever. And
so
then
you
get a fallout. Exactly. And I was like, I'm not using this shit. It's like peppermint. And I was like, you might have did something to it. Then he said a bottle of some oils and everything and some cream. I was like, really?
You know what the bottom
it's
line
some
is?
Lighter fluid.
The bottom line is that his wife knows what she married and who she married.
I think so. You know why? Because on her page she put a woman who is loved correctly is 10 times the woman she was before. And I was so happily about to click like and comment because the page is public.
A woman who what?
A woman who is loved correctly is 10 times more than a woman she was before.
So what does that mean to you? How do you interpret that?
It don't mean shit to me because your husband's still in my inbox. You know what? And I'm 2 seconds from, you know, matter of fact, I think her brother was on the show last week because he said, thanks for information. I was a lot chiming in. And I hope that he's on the show tonight, you know, because if he is, I want Alana to know. Sorry. I don't know how long are you getting.
That's funny.
Well, shit happens. That's all I can say.
Yeah, I was just like, and then like 2 minutes ago he texted, what you doing? I said, on air with the guys.
Let me say something to his brother. Don't be mad because your sister's husband's fucking around on your sister. It's not the first time your sister's been fucked around on, and it won't be the last time your sister gets fucked around on. Signed, the bruh.
He got mad. He was upset with you guys, too. You know what? He was like, the guys from the fucking group, you know what I mean? I was like, what group? Because on Divas and Don, because you know, on Divas and Don, they went in on him. They inboxed him, honey. Woo! They went in on him. And screenshot it and sent it to me too, and they sent it to her brother and her friends and her mother. I said, oh God, I know what I did, but I didn't know they went to the magnitude.
Yeah, well,
and he was going back and forth with a few people out of the you know, the other group. And he was like, I don't, you know, he got on his page now. And he was like, I don't give a damn about what fraternity we in, or we brothers or not. You know what? Run up, get your knees dirty. I was just like, are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
That's retarded.
Yeah, that's retarded, mm-hmm. Right? Exactly. Come on, run up. I don't care what fraternity we in. Come on, run up, get your knees dirty. I said, you sound guilty.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 2015. I don't know too many people running up.
Exactly. You know what? I was like, I say, matter of fact, you want to express your thoughts? Join the show.
Yeah, you don't want to go that way with me. I have a bad attitude problem.
Ooh, it'd be off the chain. It'd be nice. But I know her brother listened to the last show. Yes, he wrote me afterwards. Thanks.
Yeah, but we have nothing to do with that. You know, our
exactly.
opinion is just that.
I told him, I said, it would be interesting if he come on the show. Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
And get muted. Nobody's trying to hear that bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
I know y'all be like, what? I was just saying the word. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. So.
Another motherfucker talking.
Yep.
Aloysius, do you have... Valentine's plan?
I wanted some, but I don't know. I don't think it's really going to work out. I want to do a little traveling and whatnot, but I don't know. Everything is
up in the
air. Wow.
What do you mean you wanted some?
I wanted to do a little traveling, but I don't think I'm going to be able to. I have fatherly duties, so, you know, presides over everything.
Yeah.
You know.
So, did you want to travel to see someone, or you wanted to travel with someone?
A little bit of both. I probably want to go see see one particular person, but I don't know. It's not going to work out. I might have to tell her that, too. This shit is not going to work out. I got shit to do, you know.
Cool. Would you have someone come to you? My chance?
I don't know. I'm still I'm muddling everything over, and I don't know.
Hey, North Carolina, me and Teresa are free.
I was getting ready to say, hey, if you want us to come to you, I mean.
Sounds interesting. That sounds interesting.
Tiana, do you travel with your toys?
Yeah.
You better, goddammit.
But I want to get a Wii Vibe. the small thing the size of my thumb. But it's like $200.
Is that 200 or 20?
No, 200 is.
Oh, okay.
It's like 200, but the vibration on that thing is just awesome.
Oh, okay.
It is awesome. I tried it in the store, and I was like, oh, my geez.
You tried it in the store?
Well, not, you know, on my finger. In the store, you got you feel it, and it's like 30 times stronger. It's 30 times stronger vibration of a vibrator. So imagine that. That's intense.
So you all are afraid of wearing your pussies out with mechanical devices?
Well, no.
What did you say, Aloysius?
No.
That's because
maybe damage
the
clit a little
what
bit,
they
but...
supposed to do. If the men did what they supposed to do, then we wouldn't have to wear it out.
Leave bitches alone. No, I'm joking.
Men do what they were supposed to do, like by leaving women alone.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have to say leave bitches alone when she says it like that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Leave bitches alone. If you was doing what you're supposed to do, you wouldn't have to be dealing with bitches.
Yeah, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do right now by my motherfucking self.
Okay, so you don't have to deal with bitches that have to go to get those advice those vices and do what they have to do.
Yeah, what happened to the chicken father?
What happened?
Oh, silence. Wasn't a good thing. No, I'm just asking. I don't know.
I missed the question.
Didn't mean to change the subject. Go ahead, insult men again. I'm sorry.
I'm not insulting men. I'm just saying some men, women wouldn't have to get devices if men did what they had to do.
Okay.
I'm all for incorporating devices in the sex experience, but do you all think that a man is going to go with the same revolutions per minute that a damn motorized device is?
It don't have to be that, but I mean, change it up. It don't necessarily, like, it is, it, like, okay, and I'll put it this way, Aloysius. It doesn't necessarily have to be just on a man. I'll have to put it on both sexes. Like, nobody want to be in the same missionary position all day, every day. They want to change it up and switch it up and have different things going on. Like me, I'm not going to, like, the same thing every day, all day. No, I want different things going on. And if a toy is going to give me a little bit more excitement, join that into the group. Like, I don't understand that. It's better than joining that into the group of a relationship than putting another person in there.
Exactly.
Yeah, I would give a fuck either way, but...
Who wants the same thing? Like, you, I believe you said something, like, who wants the same show every day? Who wants to watch the same cartoon every day? Did you or did you not say that, if not today on previous shows?
I dig what you're saying, baby.
All right, so this is what I'm thinking. Nobody wants the same thing every day. If you're going to give me the same thing every day, like, stuff gets boring, and not just for me, but for you. Like, again, it's like I said men, but I said men as far as females using toys. So that might have been just that one-sided opinion on it. But I'm saying as far as sexual relationship, period, and as I've always said time and time again, communication is the key. Like, if you don't talk to your partner and say, listen, this is getting boring, we need to add something into this to get this more exciting in order for us not to venture out and go out, then what?
So you don't think venturing and going out is a... Do you think that venturing and going out is unhealthy in a relationship?
Oh, shit.
NJ.
Yeah.
Do you think that
some men and some women believe that that is the key to their relationship, to go. They have to venture out. They have to venture out because they're not being satisfied where they lay their and rest their head at.
Oh, man, you're right. You're absolutely right.
And instead of talking to their partner and telling them, listen, you're not giving me what I need, this is what I need, they'd rather go out and get it somewhere else.
So,
Yeah.
So do you think that, Tiana?
I'm here.
Do you think that going out, have you ever been in a relationship where you incorporate, oh, I know what happened. Have you ever been in a relationship where you incorporated another person? Like, threesome?
No. I always been asked, but the thing is, I can't do that because I'm a very sexual person and I deserve all the attention. So I'm not trying to share my mate with someone else. Hell no. If you want to incorporate someone else, do it while I'm asleep and bring them in.
What?
Don't knock it till you tried it, though. Yeah.
I mean, I heard it's not bad. Could it, like, have you ever had a threesome? Like, no. But, you know,
why
like.
Do all, What do you mean do it while you're asleep?
You know, if I'm not the hell out sweet, whatever, you can do it. I don't care. As long as I don't remember shit next morning.
Are you a heavy sleeper?
Blame it on the goose or the henny or the douce.
Are you a heavy sleeper?
I'm not a heavy sleeper, no. But if I get on one of those three, that's my sleep aid right there. Mm. So I don't know what you've done until I wake up the next morning. I feel a little wet down there. Like, hey, what happened?
Oh, you would know if I was there. So.
I mean, yeah, you might be a little bit, not a little tender, a little rigid, whatever. But I don't want to be reminded.
I'll be shaking and choking the shit out of you. No, I'm joking.
But yeah, it's nothing wrong with it, though. There's nothing wrong with it. We used to joke all the time, me and my sister, about it. People thought that we were very actual like that because we'll make jokes and say, yeah, we tag team Teresa and Tiana. And they were like, oh, yeah, they tag team. And then we were like, no, we're not tag teaming, y'all. We're just saying that to be funny with you. Like, we're a triple threat. Like, we're not good together.
I take it.
Okay. That is how we will wrap up tonight's show.
Thinking about sisters and threesomes. That's right.
Yep. Hey, I expect a hell no to this one, but let me ask y'all. If y'all didn't give a fuck about a dude, had no personal feelings attached to the dude, would y'all sleep with the same dude? I mean, at the same time.
And all depends on if he was good or not. Oh, at the same time?
Exactly. We'll tag team that ass and let it be gone. We'll be done. Slut
okay.
Him.
I mean, I've slept with sisters at the same time.
Yeah.
That's rather nice, as a matter of fact.
But have you, okay, so you guys, when I initially asked the question, I felt some hesitation. Have you guys ever slept with the same guy, like, knowingly? And just didn't
oh my gosh. Got me and Teresa?
Yeah.
Or the two audience?
Yeah. You too. You and Teresa.
Oh, somebody
no.
Setting us up.
Huh?
But no, right? No.
Caller from the 205. Caller from the 205. You're on the line. Who do we have?
No, 205. The show by the end.
Huh? Caller from 205. Are you on the line? Someone just popped on, so I was just trying to give them a chance to say something.
Oh, my. Are they still on?
Who? It's who on?
The 205.
Yeah.
We're not going to kiss and tell, right, Teresa? We're not going to kiss and tell, but we will say that.
So that's
plenty of time, we just laughed at things like, oh, my God, and never talk about it again.
It happens.
Yeah,
we're like, you know what?
Yep.
In girl language, yes.
In what?
In girl language, yes.
Okay. Nice. Nice. NJ, have you and a female cousin or any relative slept with the same guy knowingly?
Not at the same time, no. At different times.
Okay. Small world, shit.
No, not even small world. Like, it was to the point where there was a guy that was at one point in time interested in me, and later on, probably like 5-10 years in life, decided that he was interested in her. But we did the respectable thing and talked about it, and she was just like, you know, is it okay? And I'm like, okay, well, it is what it is. Like, it wasn't nothing for me, so why would you, like, go ahead, do it. If it makes you happy, keep going. I'm not going to stop your happiness. It's yours. Bust your nut. Keep it moving.
Okay. Very good. Very good. Very good. Okay. Before I give everybody an opportunity to say their goodbyes, okay, so get ready. Prepare your goodbyes. I want to make one programming announcement. We do have our webpage up, teambroadcasting.com. Teambroadcasting.com. So beginning tomorrow, you will be able to send emails, fan mail, whatever, to Aloysius and myself. So Aloysius' email address will be aloysius@teambroadcasting.com. So Aloysius, Aloysius, @teambroadcasting.com is how you'll be able to reach him. Anytime you want to send that personal message. If you want to send a message to me, you can send it to Chris, C-H-R-I-S, @teambroadcasting.com. Those email addresses will go live tomorrow. But another thing that you can do now, check this out. We have a hotline. So if you have a topic or some shit that's going on in your life that you want to discuss on the show, call the hotline and leave a message, leave a show idea, show topic. That hotline number, and we're going to put it on the website, is 813-419-7730. 813-419-7730. So anytime during the week, if you hear anybody in your social media groups, everybody, somebody's going through some bullshit, hey, tell them to call the hotline. Get that show idea out there, and we'll discuss it on a future episode of the Lonely Hearts Cafe. So teambroadcasting.com is the website for the network, and we look forward to hearing from you via one of those methods. So now let's get into our goodbye. Caller from the 205, I'm going to give you one more chance. Caller from 205, anything you want to say? Okay, Teresa.
Yes.
Everybody in the listening audience, say something sexy. Tell them something sexy. Tell them something sexy.
Now! I can't tell him that sexy, but I can show him something sexy.
Okay. I dig that.
What kind of sexy shit can you show him? What kind of sexy shit can you show him?
I can show him these H's I got up here.
Oh!
What size did you say they were?
I said I can show them these H's. I didn't never tell you what size. I just told you the letter behind the number.
Yeah, free the titties, babies. Free the titties.
H.
That's what we need to see. Yeah, free the titties, babies. Free the titties.
No.
That's what we need to see.
Right.
Yeah.
NJ, go ahead and say goodnight to everybody. Glad to have you back. Glad to hear your voice.
I just want to say goodnight. And I mean, I have been away for a minute because I was, you know, dealing with the loss of a friend that I thought I had, or a best friend that, you know, I lost for 20 years. But it is what it is. Oh, he didn't die. I just cut him off. He's done. But
okay.
Good night.
Good night. You too, NJ.
Okay. Tiana.
Yes, I'm here.
Go for it.
Well, I have much to say. Because my throat is dry.
You're going to say something? Wait, you said your throat is dry.
My throat is dry. I'm going to wet my throat. So, and not with alcohol. So, so it's good to hear from you guys and everything. I'm about to get on my grown and sexy right about now and oil the cheeks and get ready in the sheets.
Did you say oil the sheets?
Yeah.
I ain't mad at you.
What was that?
I said these biscuits look good when they're glazed.
I hear that.
Oh, Lord.
Just take pictures. Take some snapshots then.
Exactly.
Sure.
All right. Aloysius?
Ladies, it was wonderful conversing with you. Chris, as always, has been a blessing. For those whose slumber's calling sweet dreams, those who wait to make amends, grind. Beyond limits, I pray you find prosperity. Remember, there's only one you, rarity. Souls guiding physicals, may God offer you clarity. May libations forever pour, and to all remember Lonely Hearts Cafe forevermore.
Amen. Amen. And I just want to say goodbye to everyone. It's been lovely hearing everybody's voice tonight, especially, you know, everybody, but especially NJ, who we hadn't heard from in a while. You know.
I know.
Yeah. So I just want to say that to everyone that it's been lovely hearing you all. I want everyone to have a very fruitful and fuckable Valentine's Day. I'm going to get it in. Get it in. Get it in. Enjoy yourselves. And then next week, we will come to you from Las Vegas. We'll be in Las Vegas next week for Fashion Week.
Really?
Yep. So, we... Damn, the music done played over and over again. Fashion Week is in Las Vegas for the 17th through 19th of next week. So, that's where we will be broadcasting from. All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Child is so tough, I think I'm in love. Imagination going crazy, think I'm gonna make her my lady. In a way she gets so freak, I just wanna give her a babe. And then I'm gonna get her wide open, give her what she been missing. That feeling, lick it till she shivers her in all. And then I'm gonna look her in her eyes and tell her I love her, I love her, I love her, I love her.
Are you a business owner looking to expand your business nationally? Well, join the hottest internet radio network, Team Broadcasting. Advertise your business or organization on this program or others. Choose from a winning lineup. Selma Toro's Baseball, Toro Talk, Bridging the Gap, the Lonely Hearts Cafe, and Cafe Mahogany. We look forward to partnering with your business to help you grow, whether it's locally, regionally, or nationally. Contact us for more information, 334-505-1940, or send us an email at yourteambroadcasting.com, 334-505-1940, or yourteambroadcasting.com. We look forward to partnering with you. Are you a business owner looking to grow your business or to expand your brand? Well, here's your opportunity to partner with the hottest relationship show on the web, The Lonely Hearts Cafe, on Team Broadcasting. For more information, call 334-505-1940. Let us help you expand your brand. You are listening to Team Broadcasting.